Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back live. We have a special guest. It's outside of a church. It's got a cage built around it in Canada so people can't go inside. Boy, that sounds devilish.
Einreich, ein Getränk, Coke it is, drink Coke, hail Coke, one people, one soda.
You're watching the American Journal with Harrison Smith.
A little fun. Shall we have a little fun, folks? Will you join me in laughing at our stupid world? Coca-Cola is one of the companies that opposes the Georgia voter integrity law. And is making it known. And, of course, they're headquartered in Atlanta and are threatening to pull out potentially tens of millions of dollars from the state if they do not submit to the legislative extortion that's being leveled against them. Meanwhile, have you ever seen the Coca-Cola advertisement from 1936 advertising their partnership with Nazi Germany? Well, these are good people. Oh, very decent people, the people of Coca-Cola. The best part about this, look at that saying. In German, it's one people, one country, one drink. Coke it is. Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Getränk. Coke it is. Drink Coke. Hail Coke. One people, one soda. Oh, it's stupid beyond belief, but there it is. How goofy is that? Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Getränk, Coke it is. It is Coke. We come together with Coke. All right, so that's what we're moving towards, right? This is the role that corporations have played for all of time. But let me explain what's going on here. You have now innumerable numbers of massive corporations, Major League Baseball moving the All-Star game from Atlanta to Denver, depriving the people of Georgia of potentially hundreds of millions of dollars of revenue generated by that game, the media attention, and all of the surrounding festivities around it. They're pulling out because Georgia passed a law they didn't like. Okay, the legislature debated the bills, organized it, or exerting the will of the people of Georgia, but it's not the will of the people of Georgia that matters anymore. It's what the corporations demand, and this is what we're learning. And so finally, because of the egregious actions that they're involved in, there's also the Civic Alliance that's 200 companies, including, I think, Under Armour, Nike, like just a ton of massive manufacturers, food service, just from any and all areas of industry coming out against the will of the people. You actually even have McConnell, as New York Times puts it, long a defender of corporate speech, now suggests executives stay out of politics. So even corporate drones like Mitch McConnell are starting to understand the threat that corporations pose. I think what they maybe don't understand is that this is not random. It's not just happening because cancel culture is influencing companies. You see that a lot of people going, Major League Baseball caves to the mob. No, no, no. This is not cancel culture. This is not a bottom to top impulse where these corporations are being forced by a huge crowd of people. This is a top to bottom censorship issue. This is a top to bottom extortion issue. This is an issue of the largest corporations, the richest people in the world, exerting their financial power to override the will of the American people and subvert American democracy to its very core. What they don't maybe realize.
That's right, folks. That's part of a report Harrison did live this morning. I wanted to air. That is, of course, American Journal, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., right before us with Harrison Smith and the other great co-hosts that joined him as well, like myself, this morning. It just went live at band.video. Corporate influence is a core component of the Great Reset. It's beyond core. It is corporate global governance. And what does it hate? Small businesses, small communities, small farmers, and small churches. And I'm looking, if you're a TV viewer, you can see it. We'll push up on screen the surreal footage breaking. Police raid and put up fences around Alberta church that defies lockdown. The pastor is in jail. You can see behind her a bunch of police out there like they're raiding an Al-Qaeda base. They put a taxpayer-paid-for fence up around so they can't meet there. Think that'll make the church stronger or weaker? I say stronger. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. We're going to talk to Sheila Gunn-Reed on the other side. with live feeds from on the ground of the globalist COVID-19 Antichrist takeover. Mark of the Beast, stay with us.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We are now 14 months into the UN Bill Gates-directed COVID fraud, and from Germany to the UK to areas of the U.S., to Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, churches and small businesses, restaurants, bars, gyms, are closed in many areas, or 25%. And here's the big headline. It's all over the news in Canada. They're saying it's a good thing. The pastor is in jail. Police raid and put fences up around Alberta Church that defied lockdown orders. So now they can just, I guess, meet outside by the fence. I predict it'll be even bigger. Imagine the money. Dozens. We watched the footage all day of vehicles, SUVs, workers, police, more than dozens, putting up a giant fence around a church that looks like you could have a, you know, indoor basketball stadium and a whole school. Looks like a middle school or something. This is incredible. This is the hunger of the system to target Christians. Absolutely incredible, and all this money to do this. Remember weeks ago we had Ezra Levant on from Rebel News. They had drone footage of what was going on there and how they were all waiting, and now they're showing everybody who the boss is. My, how Europe has fallen, how the UK's fallen, how Canada's fallen, and incredible. But the Black Lives Matter communist march, with no mask, it's wonderful, just simply insane. Sheila Gunn Reid is a chief reporter at Rebel News, and her primary focus are government accountability, civil liberties, and religious freedom. RebelNews.com, Sheila Gunn Reid on Twitter. Sheila, thank you so much for joining us. You're right there live. Tell us what's unfolded in this latest, just over-the-top, bizarro escalation.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for your interest in this and the interest in the other side of the story. What happened this morning is that at dawn, approximately 6 a.m., at least according to security footage I received from church elders, the RCMP, so our federal police force, and Alberta Health Services, that's the provincial health authority here, and some private security contractors, as well as some private construction contractors, rolled onto church property here and started erecting not just one fence, but two high security fences. You can see the security fence behind me in the shot here. They erected two of those and then wrapped one of those in a black plastic sarcophagus as to obscure that this was ever even a church in the first
place.
That's
right. I see that in the background. There's like a black veil over it.
Yes. And so
like they've isolated a virus or something.
Well, that's exactly it. This church has openly defied the lockdown restrictions here in the province of Alberta. The lockdown restrictions limit places of worship, so all places of worship, to just 15% of fire code capacity. Also requires places of worship to enforce social distancing of 6 feet spacing between congregants, as well as mandating masks on worshipers. They are also not allowed to play instruments or sing in church. That church has done none of this. They say that those public health orders directly violate their right to practice their religion as they see fit, and they've openly defied them. Now, I'm sure that you're aware, and I know that you've spoken to my boss, Ezra Levant, about the just absolutely brutal crackdown on churches here in my province. Pastor James Coates, the pastor here, was taken into provincial custody and held at a maximum security provincial jail for 35 days, a prisoner of conscience for violating those public health orders. He did qualify for bail, but his bail conditions required him not only to abide by the public health orders at the church, but to also not even attend a church that doesn't adhere to the public health orders. So he remained in jail until a deal could be struck for his release. That's the kind of brutal crackdown that religious people and people of all faith backgrounds are facing here in Alberta. This is, we like to fancy ourselves as Canada's Texas, one of the freest places really on the continent from the lockdown. The targeted focus has been on churches. Retail is allowed double people in attendance in retail space, as are the churches here in Alberta.
Well, as we sit here watching this, did you see the footage out of Calgary where they went to the small church and then tried to shut it down? The man said, get out of here, get out of here, get out of here, the Polish immigrant. I mean, I would expect to see that from the public. Everybody's going to the grocery store. They're going to the mall. There's literally all over the world a fetish with attacking churches.
Yes,
you've seen the UK, haven't you, where they go to Good Friday, they go to Easter, they shut it. I mean, these people are sick.
That footage there from that church in Calgary, again, my oppressive province of Alberta, that was Pastor Art Pelosi. And Art Pelosi has been a vocal opponent of the lockdown. He has been, I mean, absolutely attacked by the state for standing up against the lockdown. At Rebel News, we have an initiative called Fight the Fines. And we help people at no cost to them fight their lockdown tickets in court. We crowdfund that if people would like to donate to that. It's our largest civil liberties project to date. But Pastor Art in Calgary was our very first Fight the Fines client on a brutally cold Alberta winter day. So absolutely frozen, minus 40. He was out feeding the homeless, and he received a $1,200 lockdown ticket for what the police called that day an illegal gathering. So it's cold, people are hungry, they're homeless, and Pastor Art was out there doing the Lord's work, literally, and he was issued a lockdown ticket. And in fact, now, over the course of the pandemic, Pastor Art has received 28 or so lockdown tickets. We've successfully had a few of those tossed out in court, and we'll continue to help Pastor Art fight. But Pastor Art, you know, he's dealing with the lockdown in his own way.
I'll just say, he's in jail for weeks for not agreeing to not run his church anymore, and the lockdowns are never going to end. It's in the internal global documents, in the internal Canadian documents, that it's an endless lockdown. Plan to bankrupt all the small businesses, all the churches, everything. And these police are just following these orders. It's truly disgusting. We saw Chris Skye get a visit, you know, late at night with over 30 police cars to his house. They said, oh, we saw you at the grocery store not wearing a mask. I mean, this is a sick cult.
Yeah, Chris Skye is actually, we reported on it very recently that Chris Skye is now on a no-fly list. So in Canada here, Omar Khadr, the convicted, self-professed al-Qaeda terrorist who killed U.S. serviceman Chris Spear, and he was held in Gitmo for quite some time, he is not on a no-fly list in Canada. My boss actually encountered him in an airport in Canada, and that's how we know he's not on a no-fly list. And yet someone like Chris Skye, who's an advocate for civil liberties and for being able to conduct your business mask-free, he's the guy who's on a no-fly list. Things are completely upside down here in Canada.
Well, your own prime minister said he wants a dictatorship like China. He said that's the system he wants. I mean, this is public. is the average Canadian liking this? Do they want to go bankrupt? And I mean, do they understand they're not going to get a paycheck forever? This is about a universal income, about getting everybody on welfare?
You know, I think the average Canadian is, frankly, too scared. When they see what happens to a church here in Canada, and when they see tickets being issued to people like Pastor Art Pelosi in Calgary for just feeding the homeless, when they see protesters in Montreal tackled, shoved to the ground, protesters in Toronto, same thing, tackled and shoved to the ground, when they see my own journalists here at Rebel News being issued lockdown tickets for trying to report on the oppressive nature of the police in Montreal. We've had even clients through Fight the Fines, Hasidic Jews and Orthodox Jews praying in their synagogues, and their synagogues are being raided.
And whether it's Australia, Canada, or the U.S., it's the same. It's a global blueprint. Now I can see you there with a crowd. I can hear a crowd of other reporters right near you. Maybe you can turn the camera around. We can show those folks when we come back, just to show the crowd that's there, because I can obviously hear them. It sounds like a sports stadium. And then I want to maybe have you walk down a little bit, unless they're going to...
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's happened? Canada has joined Communist China in shutting down churches coast to coast, using the COVID hoax to do it. I was talking to Rebel Media reporter Sheila Gunn Reid. During the break, the police came over and told her to move. There's a crowd of about 50 people there. Maybe she could pan around and show that. And then she agreed to go up and talk to these goon-like police in the middle of a field. Looks like they're 150 yards from the church. It has black for radio listeners, big black tarps up around it like it's satanic. So tell us what just happened, and then you've got the floor here. You just do the interview, conduct it, go talk to the police, you name it, please.
Sure. So the police are doing what they've done all day here. Not only are they keeping the congregants away from the church itself, but they are keeping everybody off church property. So the adjacent property here where I'm standing is actually owned by a member of the church. So this is where everybody's corralled. Maybe we can head over there and you guys can walk.
Now, why don't you walk down the road? It's a right of way. The police can't stop you on a right of way, even though they've seized the property. Go ahead.
Wow. Let's go flip my camera around here.
Go ahead. You're a reporter. Tell us everything.
Okay. So we're walking along here and these are all congregants and supporters. They are allowed on the adjacent property because the landowner is friendly with the church. However, they did, the landowner himself did kick the media off, the mainstream media. I'm actually the only reporter that's allowed on church property here. And I've been coming here for approximately 8 weeks. As you can see here, there's some folks praying, dark times for this congregation. We're going to walk over just... This is where the police have this gate here, and they have private security here, and they brought in portable toilets because they plan to occupy this church for, I guess, however long it takes. It sounds like they're going to have surveillance here 24 hours, people monitoring it. And if I just step onto the grass here, you're going to see cops are going to be there. I'm sorry?
Can you just please stay on this side? Thank you.
What's the problem with just standing on the grass? Well, I'm not going near the church.
I know, but that's the line. We need to keep on the line.
No, the law is he's violated religious freedom. He's a tyrant of the CCP.
Yeah.
Can you get your gospel here as good as everything?
Well.
Just asking, that's all.
No, I mean, you don't want me reporting on what you're doing here, clearly.
No, absolutely. Is this a good angle?
It's a great angle. Yeah.
Who is this stack of filth?
Are you with Alberta Health Services or the RCMP?
No, I'm with the RCMP.
With the RCMP. Okay, great. Thank you. We had an incident actually earlier today where the police were trespassing. This fence here that they erected actually ended up on the other landowner. As you can see here, there's a...
And what is their excuse? They're trying to seize the church, or what is this filthy occupation?
Well, they're trying to prevent services from being held because Pastor James Coates, even though he was taken into custody for 35 days, the associate pastor at the church here stepped up and he started holding services. Knowing
and so they want to teach you a lesson because others might rebel against the permanent martial law, lockdown, house arrest.
Right. That's exactly
God, it. So these are literal Nazis we're looking at. My God.
Well, they couldn't control the church. They arrested their pastor. Another one stepped up, unafraid, willing to go to jail alongside the first pastor. So they don't know what to do with these people. They have a gross misunderstanding of what Christianity is. We are called to be obedient to God above the government. We also are warned that persecution is coming. We're promised that it's coming. So the state grossly misunderstands the Christian philosophy. You can lock up their churches. You can chase them into caves, but they are going to gather together because they say that is how they practice their faith. Not online.
Let me guess, is this making the church stronger or weaker?
Alex, I've been coming here every Sunday for, I think, approximately 8 weeks. I'm just going to step away because I know it's going to be loud for you. I've been coming here every week just about for 8 weeks. And actually, some weeks I come at 5 a.m. because I thought they would do this to this church sooner, but they didn't. And the church has grown and grown and grown. Instead of being limited to 15% of fire code capacity, this church reaches 619 people every single week, which is 100% of fire code capacity. And people also listen to the services from their cars in the parking lot. They watch online from the parking lot. This has really lit a fire in the belly of a lot of Christians, and people who are from other denominations are coming to this church inspired by Pastor James Coates and his resistance to these bad laws. But also they come here because they're disappointed in their own churches for not being willing to do what Pastor
James. Well, that's right. The Marxists took over education in the West, and Canada is just a joke now. And the police need to be sued individually. All of them need to be. Everyone should go to their houses and protest. They're the ones at your house assaulting you. These are disgraceful monsters. And they think they're going to win. They have only seven in the world win. This is just outrageous. But it's happening here in the United States, from Michigan to California as well. I want to get you on for the full hour with us soon. This is so historic. We got Max Kaiser coming up with some big financial news. But I would love to, you know, get you back on with me tomorrow. This is so historic. Are you able, the few minutes we have left, to get on the road so they don't arrest you, or on the property line and march up and show people that black tarp they put up in front of the church like it's pornography or something?
I definitely can. I know exactly where the property line is, and the kind property owner, that's this man in the green jacket here, has advised me that I'm very welcome to walk down the property line towards the church, and the police are probably going to hassle me, but I don't care. And I'd be happy to come on the show tomorrow and discuss this even further. It was my first real encounter with actual Satanism that wasn't closeted or clandestine. As I was on air with my boss, Ezra Levant, earlier today, a car drove past the church, yelled at the groups of small women and children. I don't know, they're unloading some supplies here in this police vehicle. Yelled at them. And then used the Church of Satan as his moral compass. He said to me that at least the Church of Satan follows mask mandate, is what this man said.
Of course Satan follows the law of this world. He's the king of this world.
Of course. But it was just shocking to me to see it, because usually that sort of stuff is a little more closeted and clandestine.
You know, a few more minutes with us. Max Kaiser will be happy to hold. This is so historic. Stay right there. I love how they put a sign up at the front and a gate to act like you couldn't go along the property beside it. The whole thing they're doing is incredibly illegal. How do people, Sheila Gunn Reid, they go to rebelnews.com to find the reports, but also Sheila Gunn Reid. I mean, this is what we talk about in communist China. This is happening right here in Canada.
Alex, it's shocking to me to see, because we have a purported conservative government here in Alberta. In fact, our Premier Jason Kenney, when he was in former conservative Prime Minister Stephen Harper's government, religious freedom was central to.
But how much money is 50 cops and dozens of private security and a giant fence? How much money to shut one church? My God.
I think because if the crackdown comes on this church, they'll scare a lot of other churches and stop them from standing up.
Sure, they can't shut them all down. So I want to make an example. The answer is all churches, 100% capacity. These people are dirtbags and enemies of humanity. Stay there a few more minutes with you, ma'am. Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Reed is a reporter for Rebel News, and she is there in Canada, in Alberta, where a huge popular church has had their pastor jailed for weeks, and now they've come with 50-plus police and dozens of vehicles and private security and put a huge fence up around. But I noticed when I was watching her live feed, for radio listeners, you need to go to band.video or local TV station to see it, I went, why is there a gate only at the front of the road? I said, I bet there's property owned all around that where you can show it. She goes, yeah, here's the property owner. I'm going to walk up to it. But it shows how the cops all got out front to divert everyone out there so the hundreds of people that come aren't even near the church to show the big black veil they put up around it like it's dirty and bad, because the Satanists don't want to see that. We have pro-life events. The Satanists put on this black tar paper, and they all put it up in front of us, in front of the media. They want to obscure us. They want to oppress us. They want to shut down our speech. They want to censor us. And so we're definitely seeing millions of dollars spent here. I know how bureaucrats operate to do this, to shut this church down, to send a message to others. When we stay closed, you stay closed. Well, you're going to be closed forever anyways. You're non-essential. The state wants to be God. They'll be people alone. So this is incredible. So Sheila Gunreed, finish up any other points. We love you. We appreciate you. Where is this going? How long has the pastor been in jail? What's coming next? And what do you predict?
So Pastor Coates was released about 10 days ago from his 35 days of incarceration. His first time back to the church, the RCMP came and tried to enter into his church. However, the church elders here didn't let him in. I spoke to the lawyer for the church this morning. When I was on site, he informed me that he had no knowledge of anything that was going to transpire here.
So the last story I heard is he was still in jail. He's out of jail?
Yes. He was released 10 days ago.
And why aren't they letting him back in the church?
He's been allowed back in the church. I did an interview with him after his release. Yeah. But because he's back, it's clear the authorities are worried that this church will just continue on and continue to grow and continue to defy the lockdown restrictions, which they are. So this is now their next resort. This is the next escalation of what's happening here at Grace Life Church. But Alex, I got to tell you, I have been to Northern Iraq as part of my work with Rebel News, as part of our Save the Christians initiative. I've seen where Christian persecution goes in the end. I've seen the bombed out churches of Batnaya. I've seen the churches with ISIS graffiti. And to see that level of Christian persecution, when I came home, I was left with a great sense of shame that our churches didn't stand up then to help those Christians, our Christian brothers and sisters halfway around the world. But I'm even more ashamed today that there are so few churches here in my home province of Alberta, in all of Canada, and frankly, in the United States that are willing to take the same stand that Pastor James Coates and Grace Life Church has taken. They are really, willing to face the consequences.
No, but I agree. I think you guys, now that it's warming up, you should have giant Wednesday night, Sunday night, huge rallies right out there in that private landowners area, outside, put up tents, and just double down on these scumbags. I mean, I am so ashamed of those police. I am so ashamed of your bureaucrats, and you need to change your government. In closing, because our guest Max Kaiser is here, Shelley Gunreed of Rebel News, why do you think your so-called conservative government's going along with this?
It's like any government, really. They are beholden to the health deep state. In the United States, Trump knew there was a deep state. In Canada here, we do have a health bureaucracy deep state. We have a bunch of chief medical officers of health, highly paid bureaucrats. Nobody knew their name a year ago. And now they have all this power. They're unelected, unaccountable, and yet they control every aspect of your life. And boy, they sure like it. And they're not going to turn that power back over to people very soon or very easily.
All right, Sheila, incredible to see this just right out of the Soviet Union, right out of communist China, massive church shutdowns all over the world while the baseball games and football games are open. Thank you so much, Sheila Gunreed. All right, there she goes. I want to get her and the pastor, now that he's out of jail, because the news is saying he's still in jail, on the show as soon as possible. Thank you, Sheila, at rebelnews.com. All right, joining us for the next 25 minutes or so is Max Kaiser, a host of Al Jazeera shows, BBC shows, RT shows, big famous stockbroker from the 80s, and the big grand poobah of Bitcoin. First guy I heard about Bitcoin from like 12 years ago, 10 years ago, he tried to give me 10,000 Bitcoin. Max Kaiser, the Orange Pill podcast, joins us. We'll talk about Bitcoin next segment and what's happening in the world market. He's been predicting it goes up to 200,000, the rest of it. But first, what is this move worldwide? You predicted the casino gulag, where a small bar, a small gym, a small business, a church is closed, but everything else is open and the airplanes are open and all this. I mean, it's so obvious that big tech's in a vertical integration and that big corporations are consolidating power. Why are they doing this and how would you counter? Because it's so crazy to see churches closed all over the U.S., all over Canada, all over Europe, but then right next to them, giant strip malls are open. What the hell's going on?
Right. Well, I mean, if you have powerful people, we'll always seek more power. And as always, you can trace back the source of their power to fiat money printing, right? The central bank money printing and 0% interest rates. And so when you give that availability of free, essentially free money to the people who already have a huge amounts of money, they will use that money to get rid of the competition. and to consolidate their power base and to consolidate their control of the economy. And so during this lockdown, it was a tremendous stressful period. So those with the access to the free money used it opportunistically to expand their influence in the economy, their control of the economy. Remember, Alex, I've often said that you can't really use traditional economic terms to describe what's going on here, like inflation or deflation. You have to really use the term neo-feudalism, right? We're going into more of a feudalistic economic model where you've got a very, very few people in the country control 99.5% of the entire economic activity. So, and this is a great easy for them because they have unlimited free money to do so. In the Middle Ages, they had to go to war and actually put people in harm's way to build up their empires. But in this feudal period, all they do is access over at the discount window at the Federal Reserve trillions of dollars of free money to impact the ineffective.
Exactly. And so by saying their competition is not essential, it actually now gives all their fiat more value because we need them. This is such a cold-blooded predatory takeover. My God. And the Republicans are all going along with it. People say, oh, they're ignorant. No, they're paid off by the same people, Max. So how do we counter it? With things like Bitcoin. We diversify. We pull down the old system. We don't play along with them.
Right. In the case of Bitcoin, you're taking wealth and you're putting it out of the reach of the state or anybody else. And this is the first time in history this has ever been possible. Usually, even with gold or silver, the problem is that it's very difficult to move around. It's not portable. And also the price is subject to a lot of suppression schemes that we've talked about before. But Bitcoin, however, unlike gold, is completely portable. All you need is to memorize your seed phrase for your wallet, and you can travel anywhere in the world. You could go to the airport stark naked, fly to anywhere you want in the world, land, go to the internet, and there's your money. You just enter the seed phrase, and it could be any amount of money that you have is right there. And if you're in a country that wants to have you as their citizen with all of your money, and they're going to give you a nice life in exchange, and they'll do their job as a government by cleaning the garbage out and building the roads and doing the things the government should be doing, it's a good relationship. But if the United States is no longer going to be friendly to me and my capital, then I will just leave.
That's why they want global government and not, quote, tax havens. Because global government is about you have no place to run, and it's a corporate world government. I want to talk about that with Max Keiser and the future of Bitcoin. The question is, China's digital currency has nothing to do with Bitcoin. That's what Zero Hedge is saying. Is that accurate? We'll ask Max Keiser on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. And to share that link is a revolutionary act. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Press your spirit on this enemy and let him know God is nothing. There you'll find my new salvation, along with oblivion. Max Keiser, the King Daddy of Bitcoin, is here with us. I love getting him on, and I've looked at this, and we need to have these crypto revolutions. We need to have it. The globalists are scared of it. It's definitely beginning to beat them, and I also see it as an exit strategy they have planned now as they begin to capitulate into it. And I've looked at it. It looks like a capitulation. But getting back to where you were about, they have all the free capital. They have disdain for us. They own the media. And they are just engaged in all-out war with the general economy and stability. Where do they think their money's going to be any good? Or do they think they can just turn us into the Wild Wild West and then turn it back to control overnight? I think we're going to go the way of Mexico on a big global scale of lawlessness and a breakdown of civilization. You can't pull a collapse like this in America and not get a giant violent civil war. Do they think they're going to sit that out, Max, or are they not thinking that far?
No, I think the what's called social unrest is going to increase. And that's why, again, you have to be agile and you have to be prepared to pack your bag and leave and go somewhere where you're not going to have these problems. And there's a big, beautiful world out there. You know, I was shocked. I tell you, I was shocked. I've heard a lot of things, but I was even shocked. Janet Yellen, who's now running the Treasury, said yesterday that she supports the idea of introducing a global minimum tax rate for corporations. So the U.S. is now, and the EU has come back, and they agree with this idea that there's going to be a global minimum tax rate on all corporations globally. So that right there is the beginning of what, you know, what you would call a globalist takeover.
Well, that's the dream of the OECD and the UN. That's it right there.
Yeah. So they're that now they're on the trail to create a supernatural global tax collector and backed up by the military. And so they'll be coming, knocking door to door and saying, give us some money, or we're going to blow you away. Well, I mean, that's pretty much America's foreign policy right now is accept dollars or we'll kill you.
I was about to say, what do you make of the U.S. sending troops into Ukraine openly trying to start a war with Russia? And then they're like, oh, look, Russia's mobilizing heavy military. This is insane.
Very interesting story happening in Ukraine, Alex. It comes out that Ukraine is one of the biggest countries in the world that owns Bitcoin. They've got tens of thousands of Bitcoin, billions and billions of dollars worth of Bitcoin. So this could be the first macro geopolitical event we see where a country that has a very big Bitcoin position is involved. I think that's fascinating.
The start of the Bitcoin wars?
Yes, exactly. What I call the hash wars or the hash race. Obviously, at odds here would be Russia. To my knowledge, I don't believe Russia. They have not officially stated they have any Bitcoin position. I know they've been buying a lot of gold. But Ukraine has been officially accumulating Bitcoin, and we have some other countries doing the same thing. I think that America, to stay relevant in the 21st century, has got to come out with a pro-Bitcoin policy and say we're actively storing and mining Bitcoin as a strategic reserve in the interest of national security. Otherwise, a country like Ukraine or possibly Nigeria or Iran also has a huge Bitcoin position. Iran could be the richest country in the world in 5 years if nobody else steps up and starts mining and hoarding Bitcoin. So does the U.S. want Iran to be the richest country in the world? That's the question people in Washington have got to
ask. And I know that Biden's a total puppet, but that means something as well. Having no position, having no intellect is the same as, you know, having a position because his minions have a position. Iran won't even meet with him now. North Korea won't meet him. This guy is a joke. He's waving at crowds that don't exist, at Easter Bunny outfits, at the White House. I mean, this is like a bad acid trip. Where do you see that going?
Geopolitically, I'll tell you what the most interesting story, in my view, is that I think you've got a situation with brewing with Germany where they effectively leave NATO because of Nord Stream 2. Nord Stream 2 is, of course, goes from Russia to Germany. It's a pipeline, and it goes around all kinds of problems in the Middle East.
So the final dreaded German-Russian alliance could happen.
Yeah, I think so. I think that the U.S. has got a big troop presence in Germany, but I think that Germany, at the end of the day, will prefer getting natural gas from Russia at 80 to 90% cheaper than than being shipped in from the U.S. And I think that'll be the swing vote. That'll be the beginning of a new global conflict where it's essentially Russia, Germany, China, Iran versus the U.S., the U.K., Japan on the other side, and Saudi Arabia probably won't, they'll go with the other axis on the other side. So in that conflict, it doesn't seem like the U.S. is holding a very strong hand, to tell you the truth.
And so why are special interests trying to undermine the U.S. as fast as possible? But if they were smart globalists, they want the U.S. to be a dominant force. Well, what's the larger geopolitical, or is that just that leftist billionaires and Hollywood billionaires have a hard-on against America because their grandfather wasn't allowed into the country club? I mean, is that all this is?
I think the scarcest asset in the world, and geopolitics and the wealth of nations, as Adam Smith would call it, is based on who controls the most of the scarcest. And the scarcest asset in the world is not oil, it's not gold, it's Bitcoin. And so countries are beginning to realize this, and the smart countries are making their move now. The U.S. is lagging, and this is where it could be U.S.'s Achilles heel. This could be how U.S. loses its place in the world order by not accumulating Bitcoin at these
prices. And by the way, Max, it's not like you just showed up and started promoting Bitcoin this week. You've been doing it for 12 years. I've known you 10 years intensely. And so it's just been going straight up in the aggregate. And, of course, I'm promoting it now. People want to get $10 of free Bitcoin and start investing in it. The cleanest, safest place to do it is Swan Bitcoin / Swan Bitcoin BlackRock.com/Alex. And then that way we get a little bit of a, you know, 0.25% of 1% of a fee if you actually invest with Bitcoin there. And I've been doing that because I've waited too long. But, I mean, regardless, and all you just started saying this, you've been saying it for over 10 years. Why are you so confident on Bitcoin and why does it continue to go up?
Well, it's proven itself to do exactly what it said it was going to do when it was created. When it was created, the first block, as it's called, there was an inscription that said Bank of England is on the verge of a second bailout for banks. So it's clearly a protest vote against central banks. Bitcoin was created as a protest against central banks. It was also created to be digital gold. And we know that from the creator of Bitcoin. He made numerous notes in numerous locations and chat boards about how this is basically digital gold and we're going to take the gold market. So having seen that 10 years ago, 11 years ago, when I looked at that, I said, well, the gold market's worth $10 trillion. If Bitcoin were to get to $10 trillion, that would be $500,000 per coin. At that time, it was $1 per coin. So I said, wow, I mean, even if it gets a small portion of that, it's going to be a hugely profitable investment to buy it at a dollar. And that's what we started doing. And now that's $56,000 a coin. It looks like in 2021, it'll get to $220,000 per coin. And it will get to that $500,000, and it will be valued equally to gold, and then it'll be valued more than gold because it's scarcer than gold. Gold is relatively scarce, but Bitcoin is absolutely scarce. There's only
let's talk about what's not scarce. Does anyone know the real inflation or the real number of yens, yuans, rubles, dollars? I mean, what is it? Is it $1,000 trillion? I mean, what is it?
No, nobody knows. That's exactly right. There's no accountability. The government has absolutely no idea how many dollars are in circulation. Remember during Iraq war, trillions of them were airdropped into Iraq on pallets. And not trillions, but billions on pallets, just airdropped all over Iraq to buy off the local mullahs, et cetera. And that's never been accountable. Remember, right the day before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld made a comment about a missing $1 trillion that nobody could find. The next day was 9/11, and that story got kind of forgotten. But he was admitting the fact that nobody knew.
And later they admitted it's like last time the number's like $2.7 trillion missing.
Yeah, there's no accountability. You know, they print now the debt, official debt's at $28 trillion. That's up from just 20, you know, another $8 trillion in just a few months, actually. There's no, and with interest rates at 0%, there's absolutely nothing to stop them from printing another $50, $60, $100 trillion. There's absolutely nothing to stop it. They say there's no inflation, and yet, you know, housing prices are through the roof. Education is up 500 or 600% in the last decade. Healthcare costs are up 500% in the last decade. People can't afford health. They can't afford education. And they say there's no inflation. So they're clearly lying. There's a lot of inflation because of a lot of money printing.
Max, do five more minutes with us. Back in 2 minutes, I'll ask you a few more questions. Then Patrick Howley joins us on the latest Republican establishment scandals and more. Hour number four, only 2 minutes away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.